okay, you know, persons would say to you, well, your suspension, in terms of suspension and the drive force or whatever, I don't know the technical terms, but you shouldn't put it up to the front. If anything, you should put it to the back. And so you see people driving around with them. Now, as you just said, you can drive with them for what, how long?
No, the duration, obviously speaking, it's a temporary use tire. So you should really be using it for what it's intended, which is to put it on to get you home safely and then get the other tire dealt with as soon as possible. But speed-wise, you can drive up to 50 miles per hour on it.
Up to 50 miles.
Once it has in the recommended air pressure.
PSI.
Yes, 60 PSI.
I've seen people driving around with these small little things. And I tell you, donuts for eating. And I mean, the car looks,
lopsided.
Well, try to picture it. The car is not up and down. Like it on, we call that air suspension. So you know that you drop one side and the other side is up. And I honestly, I do not like to see it. I've always wondered how safe it was. But now that you're saying it's relatively safe, and if we use it for the purpose which it was intended, then everything is all fine. But please guide us accordingly. Should we drive with that to the front, especially with those vehicles that are front-wheel drive or whatever? Should we be driving with those up there for more than the 50 miles per hour?
Well, technically speaking, and obviously it's the situation where whatever would have happened would have dictated the end result. But ideally, you should always have the same two matching tires up to the front. That's an industry standard, but it's not everyone in every situation. You're looking to get home from church, for example, you have a flat on the back. Okay, cool. Your donut can safely go there and the job is well done. You get home safe. That's that. But it's not everyone who at that point in time will be able to switch around the back tire to the front to ensure that you have the two same up to the front. So the onus really is on you to use it for its intended purpose, which is to get you from that situation you're in, get you home safely, and then obviously get the other one repaired or replaced at a quality tire. I shall say no more.
Now, another thing for me, one of the things that I am, let me choose my words here carefully as usual. The stir petite about is that, you know, recently, disturbed and petite. That's how distressed I am. So we've had quite a bit of rain and we know it has opened some potholes.
Craters.
In the road. Yeah, somebody's here diving right now. And let's put it this way. I was one of the victims of these potholes. And the wheel had a bulge. You see sometimes people driving about with a little bulge on the side and saying everything is okay, man. What is your take on that? What's the danger of driving around with this bulge or this little ear pocket or whatever you want to call it, however persons want to term it, the dangers of driving around with that for a prolonged period?
Well, I'm glad you alluded to that. Sorry, I'm glad you alluded to that. And I was also wondering if you were peeping at my notes. But the bulges, or as in some Bajan terms, people call it the monkey or the little thing on the tire. That is actually, yes, a monkey. Some people call it a monkey. That is actually very dangerous. Yes, that is actually very dangerous. Because basically what has happened at that point is that the steel within the actual carcass of the tire has been broken. All tires are actually made from canvas, steel, and rubber. It's just that some have stronger casings. It's all about how they're made and constructed. But basically, that is the main makeup of it. So where you see a bulge, the steel in that particular area has actually been broken, thus leaving the exposed rubber and canvas, which is what causes it to swell. So that is an actual soft spot in your tire now. Caused maybe from lovely craters or the potholes as we know it, or the sinkholes. Yeah, so basically at that point of contact, The steel in that area was broken, obviously, by the impact of the vehicle dropping in. And that has broken that part, thus resulting in a bulge. So to answer your first question, yes, it is a hazard to you, and it should be changed as soon as physically and obviously economically possible, with a good quality tire also. No pun intended, but it is what it is.
Right.
Okay. Again, as well, as far as protection is concerned, that's what we stress again on the inflation. Now, the other side of inflation is overloading. Now, you know, sometimes we take things to the extreme. So it's supposed to be 30, let me put in 35. Let me put in 40, the more the better. I'm not doing this every month. But for every action, there's a reaction. So when you overload your tire, you actually diminishes the tire's performance because you've actually unknowingly decreased the contact patch of the tire on the road. If we could use the example, you're actually making the tire crowned, even like an eggshell, by putting more air into the tire. So you're getting less contact because where the tire should be evenly spread across the road and give you maximum contact, you're actually reducing the contact area by putting too much air in the actual tire. So too much results in overinflating, so you get less contact. Underinflation presents a situation where by constantly flexing like that, it could create all kind of hazards and actually destroy your tire. So that's why it's also very critical of you to check, and recheck your air pressures.
Now, when you said rotation is also essential, how often should we rotate these tires? I know you said, yes, checking for the air pressure at least once a month. But when it comes now to rotation, how often, how regular should we rotate? Am I rotating every 6 weeks? All right, so when you go downstairs, go inside the basement and rotate mine.
Right. Thank you very much for stepping up to the plate as well, even though Natasha is roughing up a bit. But yes, ideally and technically, we use 6 to 8 months as a time frame. But obviously, that doesn't apply to every situation, every driver. Like, for example, a guy driving a taxi who's constantly on the road, day in, day out, he might fall well within the 6 months category based on where. In relation to the person who basically does just work to home, maybe church on a Sunday, they would be more in the 8, possibly 12 month time frame. So it's always good to come to a reputable tire place, one who has quality tires and good standards. Have your tires inspected and checked, because also your wear is also a good indicator in the, also with your time. So yes, 6 to 8 months as a time frame, but obviously your wear as well. Now, speaking of wear, there's another important factor that contributes to wear, and this is your alignment or lack thereof. So I know sometimes you might go to the scene of an accident and you see somebody who has the baby bottom tires, as you put it. They're smooth on one side and stuff like that. That alludes to improper alignment. With proper alignment, your tires should wear smoothly across gradually over time. Everything has a time frame, so obviously the tires won't be brand new forever. But if it is that you have on tires within the first 2-3 months and you're seeing it wearing excessively, that speaks to bad alignment. And bad alignment is a double-edged sword because one is going to wear your tires quicker and also your vehicle is not going to track properly. So it could actually veer or pull to a side. So you're doing everything you're supposed to do. You're maintaining your air pressure, but you realize you're driving on the flat road and your vehicle is pulling to the left, it's pulling to the right. That speaks to alignment. And alignment is very, very critical in relation to how your vehicle tracks on the road, which obviously then will put you or oncoming traffic at a serious risk. And then unfortunately, Natasha gets a call.
That's right. How often should tires be aligned?
Well, generally in relation to alignment, it also ties into your mechanical practices as far as if you would have changed certain key suspension parts, like your rod ends, your rack ends, your ball joints, shocks, bottom arms. All those things have a direct impact on your alignment. So generally, as a rule of thumb, proper maintenance would dictate you could do it every end of year or depending on if those parts are changed. But that's something that you would liaise with, obviously, with your mechanic in relation to those parts. If they're bad, you get them changed, and then obviously you would realign. But in a good working situation, an ideal working situation, anywhere like a year, year and a half, you could always get your alignment checked or done over just to verify that everything is within good working order.
No, I can't believe that we're just about at the end of the program.
All right.
But I want to ask, I don't know if Officer Ford has anything else she wants to ask, but you know, you would see certain cars and they have on smaller tires than they should, smaller and broader tires. How safe is that?
This is Ms. Ford or this is directed to me?
To you.
Well, honestly speaking, there are some new fads and styles coming out on stream. And as I say all the time, once you stick within manufacturer's specifications, you will be safe. There are some extremes to everything. Unfortunately, some people take it a little bit over the top. But case in point, high-end vehicles come with something called staggered fitment, which is where from manufacturer specs, the front rims are smaller in relation to the back rims. So you would actually have, for example, you might have a 7.5 rim on the front and then an 8.5 rim on the back. But again, those vehicles were designed for such, and the tires are sized to suit. So at the end of it, the vehicle rides at the appropriate height, even though you've got a smaller rim and a wider rim on the back. So those are done and done well, so that is safe. But for the others out there who are doing their own modifications and enhancements, try as best to fall within manufacturer specs, maintain your air pressure, and you get a proper alignment, and you will be safe.
Before you wrap up, is there anything else you wish to ask officers?
And yes, any last questions? One question for sure. We're able to do right. So, personally, say tires don't matter. All tires are the same. Is that necessarily true?
No, please. In everything, there's good, better, and best. And then, you know, when it comes to choices, you should always go with quality. That's all I have to say on that matter, but quality is of the utmost importance. In closing, if I may, I would like to leave 8 safety tips with all of our listening public out there.
Yes, thank you.
So number one safety tip.
All right, before you do that.
Yes, please.
Is it possible, because there's still some other questions, that we can do this next week as well?
Sure. That would be not a problem.
So instead of giving all 8 this week and you want to give 4 this week, I left something else for next week.
Well, no pressure.
Next week could come with something else as well.
No pressure. Okay.
No pun intended.
So yes, please.
All right. So we'll just get the top 4. And yes, go ahead.
So you want to have the top 4?
Yes, please.
Check tire pressure. Check tire pressure.
All right.
Always as well, you can revert to your door for the appropriate tire pressure by the manufacturers. Check your tread depth. So if you know your tires are very low and they're looking like slicks, it's time to change. Ensure that you have regular rotations, which will maximize your wear potential and also improve your handling. Replace your tires when you see any bulges or cracks. That is impending danger. And that is number 4 for this week. Stay tuned next week for the other 4.
That's good. It's very informative. Thank you. For those of us who just drive and that's it, you know, this is good to know. And thank you very much, Robert Collymore of Quality Tire, Workshop Supervisor of Quality Tire. I see now why it is that Officer Ford would have called you the doctor of tires. Because you obviously know how to attend to your patients.
Yes,
so
please.
Thank you very much for your insight and for your information. And I'm sure that somebody will be better off for it. And of course, we're talking about tires because this is very important as it relates to road safety, so that we won't have to call in the fire and life safety officers, because if you're listening from the beginning of the program, one of the main causes of accidents is overinflation and underinflation. So it's good to know bits of information so we can know how to proceed and keep ourselves and our families and loved ones safe. Thank you very much for sharing with us, Mr. Collymore.
Thank you as well.
And thank you to Fire and Life Safety Officers, Natasha Ford and Kevin Sobers, although Natasha seemed to have slipped away for a moment. But thank you, Officer Silvers, for being with us today.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us.
And of course, if you missed any of today's program, you can always check VOB929.com to listen to the podcast. And this Zoom video will be on VOB92.9FM's Facebook page, and you can watch it and take a look and see what's happening. Yes, sir, it will be. All right, and thank you so much, Kevin Sobers. And as we always say,
our prevention is our intention.
All right, thank you. God bless.
Thank you.